Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. If you spend any amount of time on social media, then you've probably seen that article. It's gotten a lot of attention as friends of friends and their friends share it on their social media platform of choice. It's got a sensational title, so it's understandable why. Eureka is one of the most dangerous cities in California. The article doesn't provide much evidence, but it does point out that violent crime in Eureka is high and that property crime per capita is really high. And that's a shocking thing to say, and I don't know if it's true. The particular article has been out for several years now and still manages to pop into my Facebook newsfeed. I can accept that Eureka probably is worse than most other places in the state. If you base this listing on the number of criminal drug addicts roaming our streets, then the article is probably right. And the property crime stats are dramatically short of where they should be, because Proposition 47 and 57 have given shoplifters the ability to steal without consequence. Last month, I took some time and visited with the Eureka Police Department, and we talked about the high number of criminal drug addicts and what was being done about it. It was a great conversation, and we covered quite a bit of ground. I thank them for listening. I want them to know that because the city recently closed a notorious heroin and meth commerce center about one block away from my place of business, that the number of drug deals that I was seeing had gone down from several to zero, and it happened overnight. I wanted to encourage the Eureka Police Department, as well as the city, to continue identifying and closing down these slums. There are still a lot more to go. It's important because the less drug dealing zones in Eureka, the harder it is for a criminal drug addict to continue their lifestyle. A fairly new element that is increasing the number of criminal drug addicts are the local insane needle sharing programs. Groups like Humboldt Harm Reduction are handing out needles like candy with the idea that it somehow limits the spread of disease. The results of this program are nothing short of disastrous, as several local community groups have been going out into the woods, the zoo, the parks, to clean up the thousands of needles. These needles are a biohazard to kids and adults, and also make it that much easier for criminal drug addicts to get their fix. Another part of this strategy has to be the enforcement of camping ordinances. Somehow over the years, the word got out that Humboldt is a very welcoming place for the transient criminal drug addict lifestyle. The good news is that the Eureka Police Department has a big increase in citations, many of which have to do with camping. Unfortunately, there is still a lot more work to do before our area can overcome the widespread rumor that Eureka values its bums more than its businesses.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.